Governor Doyle and legislative leaders announced 2 weeks ago they have an agreement on controlling water diversions from the Great Lakes. Lawmakers technically went into special session to ratify the Great Lakes Compact last week, but they haven't actually met, and there are no public copies of the bill. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett and two common council members have sent a letter to key lawmakers asking to see the measure and for the assembly to hold a hearing. Alderman Michael Murphy suggests it's hard to tell what's going on in Madison.
Well, I think both the mayor, myself, and President of the Council, Willie Hines, wants transparency on this legislation. This is very significant legislation. It affects all the residents of the state, and specifically affects many of the constituents of my district and the city in general. And we want to make sure that people know what's being passed, and I don't think that's asking a great deal.
Murphy says sources very familiar with the talks on the compact legislation report uncertainty as to what would happen to water diversion requests in between the state and Congress approving the compact. He says some diversions to Wisconsin cities have been allowed without public comment. Murphy says he understands some lawmakers want to hold off on the Great Lakes Compact until there's a deal on the state budget repair bill. But he says if the compact bill is being substantially changed, the public has a right to see the measure. Governor Doyle's office says it's confident there's still a deal on the compact and that lawmakers will vote soon. The recipients of the Milwaukeeans' letter, Senator Mark Miller and Representative Scott Gunderson, could not be reached for comment. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.